لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. حديث نايت كولكشن إمام مسلم narrated to us by Abu Huraira. And the theme of outreach or da'wah is what we're covering over the next couple of khawatir, maybe for next week or so or more. And the intention is to encourage everyone, inshallah, to perform outreach and da'wah within August, and to bring to the masjid people who usually don't come to the masjid and help them feel comfortable, help them be a part of our community and become a part of our jaliyah and benefit from being in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most blessed place in the city, masajid in general, and we want everyone to be able to access them and to feel comfortable there so that they may benefit from that and take that blessing and take that barakah with them and enjoy it. So it's something that I'm asking everyone to do throughout the month of August, inshallah. So this hadith is very short and it's a very famous one, and you've heard it probably in many different contexts, and I've narrated it here multiple times before. But I think this is an appropriate place, a time for it to be narrated. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, the one who calls towards or calls people to an aspect of guidance, إلى هدى, anything that is considered to be guidance in any form. So anyone who's calling people towards being more guided or to in a direction where they will find more guidance. That's what he's trying to explain, alayhi salatu wasalam, here. So anyone who does that will be given, كَانَ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ, he gets in terms of reward, this person gets in terms of reward, مِثْلُ أَجْرِ مَنْ تَبِعَ, the equivalent of the reward that the person that responded to them will get. So you call someone towards a certain aspect of guidance and they respond to you, the ajr that they get for doing whatever guidance they picked up, meaning whatever good deeds they did, you are going to get a copy paste of that. Not a cut paste, a copy paste. You're going to get the equivalent of what it is that they are getting. دُونَ أَن يَنْقُصَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْئًا, without their reward being affected or being decreased by you getting a copy of it. So it's a win-win. No one loses here. Right? That no one loses in this case at all. You call someone towards guidance and they respond and take that guidance and do good deeds. They get ajr for doing that and you get a copy paste of that ajr. Now they go ahead and do that for someone else and then now they're getting as much, and it's the only legal and moral pyramid scheme if ever there was one. This is the only one that works, it's the only one that's acceptable. Where we're just calling more people towards the guidance, and that those will call, and those who got called and responded will go ahead and do that to someone else, and then someone else will do it to someone else, and there's no money involved, and there's no ripping off, and no one's going to get in jail at the end of it, and there's no and the house market will not crash, and we won't end up with a ruined economy, and we'll be able to have ends meet at the end of the month, and there'll be enough money to actually buy food at the end, and people can actually live in. Yeah, you can see that we're not very happy with our economic system in this country. But this is the only one that works, where none of that happens. There's no harm, no one gets ripped off, no one's lied to. Everyone wins. It's a win-win for everyone. Everyone wins. And it's a beautiful thing. I encourage you to get into this, get into this cycle. You have guidance today because someone called you and you responded and they are banking all of your hasanat with you. Make sure that you're not just banking your own. That would be a loss. You don't need a lot of information. You don't have to be impeccable from an ethical perspective. You don't have to be a alim. You just have to be someone who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough to want people to love him too. That's all. Just have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough to want others to love him as well. So you call them to his love subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, come love him. Enjoy his love subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am a sinful servant, but I love him. I'm trying to be better. Come and join me. And then you get it, and أَدْعُوكَ إِلَى هُدَى, I get your ajr, and you تَدْعُونِي إِلَى هُدَى, you call me to huda, you get my ajr. And we just keep on. Imagine some of the Sahaba, like Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah. Imagine his mizan of hasanat from Ahl al-Sham and everyone around them. He and Mu'adh ibn Jabal and the people who were there that day. And you think about these things, subhanAllah, the beauty of the reward, he just keeps on adding because people are getting guided. So get in, get involved, تعال into this ongoing process of guidance. Call for others to get it so that you are gaining it for yourself and you're getting the ajr. May Allah subhanahu grant us the ability to be the tools of da'wah for him subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. Yarwi Imam Muslim فيما اتفق يروي مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. جزاكم الله خير.